Good evening, ladies, gentlemen, and chairperson. Tonight I'll be talking to you about why parents should not buy their children a mobile phone each, and how it is very costly and overall a negative influence on the modern society. Now, the affirmative team here have just tried explaining to you that parents should buy their children mobile phones, but of course, as my team and I would all agree, this is completely wrong. Now to my first argument. I'm sure we would all like to think that the world today is free of theft, but it is what we know that is more important. As recent studies show from the Secure Sentinel Security Company, in Australia, an average of 200,000 mobile phones a year are lost or stolen. 4,000 stolen or lost a week, and one is stolen or lost every 3 minutes. A large percent of victims are the average mobile phone-loving young adolescent. So if you are a parent of a child with their own mobile phone, take a moment to think, is my child really safer? Do you really want your child to be one of those thousands of children mugged each year? If not, do not buy your child a mobile phone. Last but not least, take a moment to think about all those phone bills piling up in your letterbox each month. Guess who's going to have to pay for them? The average child using a mobile phone spends approximately $50 a month, $600 a year, just on one silly mobile phone. That's quite a lot of money, pretty much from over-socialising with friends, SMSing almost non-stop, and all that extra money used to replace the old one that was stolen or lost. What I'm trying to say to you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is why buy your child a mobile phone in the first place when they can communicate mouth to mouth, eye to eye, or simply spend a lot less money on a public phone? Thank you.